Hey everyone, Jay Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know, life can feel like a constant whirlwind, especially when you're juggling work, relationships, and everything else. And let's be honest, sometimes that workplace pressure can really get to us. We all have those days where stress levels climb higher than a corporate ladder, right? Ever felt your patience thinning faster than your morning coffee? Or maybe you've experienced the infamous work-induced rage when that inbox won't quit? Today we're diving headfirst into understanding and managing our emotions in the workplace. Because, let's face it, a little emotional intelligence can go a long way. Now, I know what you're thinking. Emotions at work? Isn't that a recipe for disaster? But hear me out. It's not about suppressing your feelings like a robot. It's about recognizing them, understanding their triggers, and learning to channel them in a positive way. Think of it as emotional self-awareness, the superpower you need to navigate those tricky office dynamics with grace and composure. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you master your emotions at work. First up, recognize your emotional triggers. What situations or people tend to push your buttons? Is it a demanding boss, a chaotic deadline, or that coworker who always hogs the office coffee machine? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop coping mechanisms. Maybe it's taking a quick walk outside for some fresh air, practicing some deep breathing exercises, or simply stepping away from the situation for a few minutes to calm down. Remember, recognizing the red flags is the first step towards preventing an emotional meltdown. Next, cultivate self-awareness. This means being mindful of your own emotions and how they affect your thoughts and actions. Practice taking a step back when things get heated and ask yourself, "What am I feeling right now? Why am I feeling this way? How can I respond in a productive manner?" It's like having an internal dialogue with your emotional self, getting to know it better so you can manage it effectively. Thirdly, develop healthy communication skills. This is crucial for navigating workplace relationships. When you communicate clearly and respectfully, even during disagreements, you can minimize misunderstandings and keep things on track. Remember, active listening is key. Really focus on what the other person is saying, try to understand their perspective, and respond thoughtfully. Now, let's talk about empathy. Putting yourself in others' shoes can go a long way in fostering positive relationships. Try to understand where your colleagues are coming from, even if you don't agree with them. Sometimes, just acknowledging someone's feelings can diffuse tension and create a more supportive environment. And finally, remember to take care of yourself. We all have those moments when stress gets the best of us. Make sure you're prioritizing self-care practices like exercise, healthy eating, and getting enough sleep. When you're feeling your best physically and mentally, you're better equipped to handle the emotional roller coaster that can come with work life. Now, imagine this scenario. You've been working on a major project for weeks, and just when you think you're finally hitting the finish line, your boss throws a last-minute curveball, a change in direction that requires you to start from scratch. How do you react? Do you throw your hands up in frustration, lash out at your colleagues, or crumble under the pressure? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge the frustration, and calmly ask your boss for clarification on the new expectations? This is where emotional intelligence comes in. By recognizing your initial reaction, that wave of stress and disappointment, you can choose to respond constructively rather than reactively. You can use this as an opportunity to problem solve, communicate effectively with your team, and ultimately adapt to the changing circumstances. Remember, it's not about avoiding negative emotions altogether. It's about mastering them so they don't control you. So, let's recap. Recognizing your emotional triggers, cultivating self-awareness, developing healthy communication skills, practicing empathy, and prioritizing self-care are all key ingredients for navigating the emotional landscape of the workplace. Remember, managing your emotions isn't just about keeping your cool. It's about unlocking your potential to thrive in a challenging environment. All right, everyone, that's a wrap for today. If you found this episode helpful, hit that subscribe button and share it with anyone who could benefit from tapping out of their overstimulation at work. Join the conversation on social media. Let me know what strategies help you manage your emotions in the workplace. And remember, keep those heads up and hearts open. We'll see you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.